Right, the Minister of Health, Dr. Joe Phaahla, has sent out an urgent announcement calling for vigilance as the country records our second positive case of the monkeypox disease, not even a week after that first rare case was announced in South Africa. How worried should we be? Well, the Deputy Minister of Health, Dr. Sibongiseni Dhlomo, is our big interview this morning, and he joins us now. Thank you so much for your time. Let me start with that question. How worried should we be?
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to all your listeners of 702 Radio. We are reporting this case because it is the second case of a disease that we have never had in South Africa. It's been mainly in North Africa and west of Africa. Now, we do not want to be accused of having not mentioned it when we started with 3, 4, 5 cases. However, we are still saying to our people, our citizens, it's a very mild disease. It is a self-limiting. It shows by just some lesions, skin lesions, and making some headaches and a fever. However, it is not as bad where it comes from. And if I were to kill the industry and sit further away from not hugging, not shaking hands, if I do have lesions, you are unlikely to get this disease, as if I was in the studio coughing and sneezing with COVID or TB. Yes, you may pick it up. So it is actually talking to our own personal space of hygiene. Keep to that hygienic space. Don't touch and hug with lesions on the hands. Same thing that we do if a child had the chicken pox and all these
infections
that are very mild. Yes.
Dr. Dhlomo, are the two cases linked?
No, there is no history of the two cases being linked. As yet, there's also no history of these two cases having traveled out of our country, which therefore presupposes that there may as well be someone else in the country that not picked up through the test and also through symptoms that they do have monkeypox. So it's just the alertness to be very careful when you shake hands, and also when people have got skin lesions, to try and isolate themselves and not really be out there. But it's not really a cause for panic. It's to be alerting our community that we do have now a second case of this very mild self-limiting disease called monkeypox.
So the two cases, both of them, we've been told, did not have a recent travel history. You're saying now they're not linked. What does that tell us then about the prevalence of this thing and local transmission?
It do indicate that it is actually having some local transmission. It may as well be from me and you, and I'm yet not symptomatic, and I gave to this person. Or it could have been me having traveled from somewhere else, and I visited someone down here, and then the disease therefore starts to be there. But these two individuals themselves did not travel out of the country. So one could then presuppose that there is just another one more other person from whom this disease came from, who is within the space, who probably has not shown the symptoms or have not been picked up by the laboratory tests that are actually testing for us.
So what should we be conscious of doing to prevent the spread of this thing?
Stick to your personal hygiene. Don't hug and shake hands when there's some skin lesions on my hand and on the body. If there are, probably go and wash your hands. It's a viral infection which is mild, which can only be transmitted by very close physical contact. Avoid that. If there's any suspicious hand lesions or body lesions, you are likely not to get monkeypox.
Is it sexually transmitted?
Now we are going to this now with my scientists.
Sorry, Dr. Dhlomo, I lost you there for a second. Sorry, let me just make sure I've got an answer from you. Is this thing sexually transmitted?
I think so, yeah, it is. Yeah.
You think so?
Look, that's what we're hearing. We're not really, there's not a prevalent disease that we can have all the answers to it. I hate to confirm it is when probably I'm still getting some updates on it. Maybe let's say for now, I would really not be able to confirm it is. But all I can hear, it has been picked up from some other people whose relationship is sexuality, and therefore, probably, let's say, yes, it could, it is, yeah.
With respect, Dr. Tloma, I would need some kind of certainty about whether it is or not. You're saying you think it is, you don't want to confirm that it is, maybe let's say that it is. I'm going to need a little bit more of a clear answer than that.
You will not get it for now, because I have to go and re-up and dig out and ask other aspects.
So you're not sure?
It's a new disease, yeah, I'm not sure. It's a new disease, I don't have all the answers to it. All I know is that it is a self-limiting disease. You see by skin lesions, and you pick it up on the body, and you avoid it by touching and hugging me, and when I have those skin lesions. That's all I could give you now. So the answer you need, I'll probably have to dig out and ask for other experts on it.
It's really fatal, though, is it?
I beg your pardon?
It's really fatal.
Absolutely, very, very. In as much as if you had smallpox, we did eliminate it one day. Probably your grandmother, my mother, can tell you about that part. It's mainly on the skin. Avoid it. Get some other medication to mainly deal with the itchiness and the surrounding symptoms and signs of pain and the itchiness and body pain. Then you're at home and dry. It's self-limiting, not fatal at all from where what we get from other areas.
How and where do you test if you suspect you may be infected?
Please go to your nearest health facility. You'll get a nurse, a doctor who will actually examine you. And if they do suspect and your history tells that we need to be careful about what we see on your body by observing, please do observe yourself first. And also, if you are suspicious, go to the nearest facility. They will actually confirm, but also take some samples from your body to send to the laboratory to confirm yes or no.
Just to get some clarity, I know you've mentioned some of them. You say we must monitor ourselves. What am I looking for?
You're looking for any suspicious skin lesions, blisters on the body. You probably have associated with a headache, backache, and fatigue, general body tiredness, fever-like type of an illness with skin lesions. Please be alert. It could be monkeypox. But it's not something that once you get it, you need to really start panicking and not even do your normal work. Avoid close contact with me the whole day long. Continue to work. Put some body lotion. Put some other anti-scratch creams, and then you'll be okay as long as you continue doing that for the day until you can get some support this afternoon, tomorrow morning. But it's not something that should cause a panic on you or any person who actually has got monkeypox.
Is it always symptomatic?
Almost always, yes.
All right. So there's no. I'm just worried because if I look back to what you were saying earlier that these two cases are not linked, then it suggests to me we may have more cases than we've yet identified.
Probably yes. Someone like me and you who's totally ignoring this scratch and itchiness and this because you're correct. You are correct. If these two isolated, never been together, have got it, means there's a local transmission. Whoever has it yesterday got it from somebody else who's probably not really taking serious steps about it, but they're at home. If I were to test that neighbor, that friend, yes, I could pick it up. So yes, that's what I'm saying. It is probably going to show symptoms. You may or may not be noticing them or probably ignoring them, but prominent, it shows by skin lesions. That is what is the main marker. And some people have always problems. It's one of those 2, 3, 4, 5. Let me just ignore it and just put something to make this itchiness to go away. And yet maybe they may have it. And it's probably going to disappear after a week or so. And probably they had monkeypox. Yeah.
Any thought about imposing travel restrictions as a result of this?
There is not of that as yet. Our guide is WHO. What is the reason? Because you don't have this prevalent out there. Yes, there are communities somewhere in Europe that have got. They would probably be the ones who can think about it. But yet in the world, there's no travel restrictions. All that it actually comes in to us, let's be ready to be closed.
All right, I think we've lost you there. All right, we've got the gist of it there. I think the line is not really clear at the end. We'll have to leave it there. Dr. Sibongiseni Dlomo, who's the Deputy Minister of Health, explaining monkeypox.